Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the fourth shiur, the Din of Arvus. And in the first shiur, we saw the Ritva. And the Ritva says that a ben ir could be motzi a ben kra, a ben ir could be motzi a ben kfar, because A, the ben ir is going to be chayiv in the future, in Yedalid. So in the Yom HaKnisa, he could be motzi the ben kfar. And also, yisod chiyuv ha-mechod. They have the same fundamental chiyuv of your Dalid. So since they have fundamentally the same din, and mele the ben ear can be motzi the ben kfar. Ad kan and the Yom HaKnisa. So ad kan midivrei haritva. So Rabbi Kiva Egel in the Gilgal of Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Tzinn Reis Samach Zayin writes, "Mistapakna im echad shel kibel olav Shabbos yochol hoitzi lekadosh l'misha kibel olav Shabbos." My suffix is if somebody who wasn't mekabel Shabbos can be motzi for kiddush somebody who was mekabel Shabbos. The yeshlamer delezesh shel kibel tuchol letz lo habekein mochuyv b'dabr k'tiv yisham huva b'toisves. If I'm siyadalad bina yochol hoitzi leben krach davein mochuyv b'dabr. On one hand, you can say that the one who doesn't have a Kabbal Shabbos, it's weekday by him, so he's animal chuyu bedaver. So that's like the Yerushalmi, that a ben ear can't be motzi a ben krach, because he's not chuyu bedaver, but kabbi the ben krach. Or maybe here is different, because he can bring himself into a state of chiv, he can be a Kabbal Shabbos, and ladina, it's a tzarech iyun. So it would appear, so that's Rabbi Kiva Eger's clear, can a person be motzi his friend in kiddush if he has not yet been mekabel Shabbos and his friend has? And he compares this to the case of the Kriyas HaMegillah. On one hand, the person who wasn't mekabel Shabbos, he's animal chuyav b'davar, so he can't be motzi his friend. On the other hand, he can bring himself to a chiyav, so maybe he can be motzi him. So it would appear that l'divrei haritva that a ben ir can be motzi a ben kfar. A person who wasn't mekabel Shabbos can be mekadish for somebody who was mekabel Shabbos, even without the svara of that he could be mischayev, the svara of the ritva. Because really, there's tarti lamal yusa. Here they have two milas. Number one, he's asid lischayev, because the person's going to be chayev in Shabbos. And also, yisod chiyuv amecho, they both have the same chiyuv of Shabbos. And it's better than a ben kfar and a ben ir. There, the ritva had to say that sometimes chiyuv shalzeh, chiyuv shalzeh. That sometimes they're both reading on yadalit. But b'chiyuv mitzvah Shabbos, definitely they have the same chiyuv of Shabbos. So why doesn't Rabbi Kiva Eger bring down the Ritva? However, that's not Akasha, because the Rabbi Kiva Eger himself is the time the Shitasa. Because in his Chedushim at the beginning of Megillah, he writes, "P'toisis yavam esidal aronalf kos v'shem Yerushalmi, that a ben ir eino yochel lahoitzi oisam." The mikra ain't a mechuyev bedaver. Ben ir can't be motzi ben krach. He's not mechuyev bedaver. Kachas of ran decha mikvar koryosa, that the kfar man reads for the kfar people. Ve'av shemash kachas of Rashi grecha bnei ir haynu shiyam makro ve'enon macho mila b'mila. Now when Rashi says that a ben ir reads for the bnei kfarim, it means that they answer him. He's not reading for them, and they're yotze with that. He's reading for them, and they're answering back. They're answering themselves, so they're reading. So you see that Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't bring down the Ritva. The Ritva's chiddush is that a ben il could be motzi a ben kfar on the Yom HaKnisa. But Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't bring down that chiddush. So Mamela, when it comes to making kiddush on Shabbos, also he doesn't bring down the chiddush of the Ritva. It would appear that according to the Ritva, one could be motzi his friend, as we explained in kiddush, if he hasn't yet been mekabel Shabbos. But Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't bring down the Ritva, because in Megillah he doesn't bring down the Ritva, so he doesn't hold the Ritva svara. They could be motzi your friend if you asid l'schayiv in chiyuv mechod. However, we can say that there's a chilik between the Ritva legabe Megillah and the din of Rabbi Kiva Eger legabe Kiddush. Because that the Ritva writes that a ben ir sometimes is chiyuv is like a ben kfar. The Ritva writes that a ben ir sometimes he reads like a ben kfar. In other words, if the no asara batalanim, and therefore he's considered mechuyuv bedaver. So there, when he lives in that city, so Mimela, his din is like a ben kfar, and he doesn't have to do any maisa. He doesn't do any maisa, all he needs is that the ear doesn't have a sarabat lanim. But somebody who wasn't a kabbal Shabbos, So he's never going to be mischayev b'tosefes unless he's mekabel of tosefes Shabbos. So until he's mekabel tosefes Shabbos, he's not considered a bar chiyuv at all in tosefes. Amad v'adam leben ear, that is not motzi ben krach, even though he could be mischayev ben krach if he's oikir dirasa lekrach. But he can't be motzi him. So the fact that he can do it al yedei ma'isa isn't magdir him, doesn't define him as mechuyev b'chiyuv zeh. So here also, you can't compare the Megillah case to the Kiddush case. In the Kiddush case, he has to do a ma'isa of Kabbalah Shabbos. So there he can't necessarily be motzi his friend, whereas in the Megillah case, he doesn't have to do a ma'isa. The Ben Yir could read like a Ben Kfar. All that has to happen is that his city doesn't have a Sar Batlanim, and then he could read like a Ben Kfar. So no mice is necessary. So in that case, no mice is necessary. So then the ben ear can be motzi a ben kfa. But in the case of kiddush, a mice is necessary. So somebody who wasn't makabel Shabbos can't necessarily be motzi somebody who was makabel Shabbos. However, it's not so pashit because it's mistarved that the ritva had to say that sometimes the ben ear is chayv like the ben kfar. It's dafka over there. It's so if the chiv of the ben ear is dafka and you dalad and the time hasn't yet come. But the Chiyuv Kiddush of Tosefes Shabbos and Chiyuv Kiddush of Shabbos is exactly the same Chiyuv. And if so, it's true that he can't be Mischayev with Tosefes Shabbos unless he does a Maisa. Nevertheless, we can say that it's enough that he's going to be Asa the Schayev by Isa Chiyuv Atzma because he can't eat Shabbos. And he doesn't have to be Mischayev with Tosefes Shabbos. In other words, the Ritva was forced in the case of the Megillah to come on to the fact that the Ben Ir could have the Chiyuv of the Ben Kvar, Ben Kvar, because they don't have the same Chiyuv. So if the Ben Ir was only reading on the 14th. So he had to come on and say the Svara that, yeah, but a Ben Ir could turn into a Ben Kvar if he doesn't have a Sar Batlanim. But the Chiyuv Kiddush of Tosefes Shabbos and the Chiyuv Kiddush of Shabbos is mamish the same Chiyuv. So in the Ben Ir and the Ben Kvar, we're talking about two different Chiyuvim. The other Ritva has to come onto the Svar that the Ben Yir could somehow turn into a Ben Kfa. Even though it's so Ayyadei Maisa, but there he needs to come onto the Svar that he can turn into a Ben Kfa. But in our case, you're right, a Maisa is required, but Mitzacheni, it's more Kal because it's the exact same Chiyuv. The Chiyuv of Kiddush, of Shabbos, and Tosef Shabbos, exactly the same Chiyuv. And Mimela, maybe you can say that somebody was Makabel Shabbos. Can you not say somebody was Makabel Shabbos? And the only reason he had to come on to the Svara of the Ben Yir turning into a Ben Kfar is because they have so if the Chiyuv of the Ben Yir hasn't yet come. They have different Chiyuvim. But in our case, in the Kiddush case, it's mamish the same Chiyuv. So maybe it's more Pashit that if somebody wasn't Makabel Shabbos can be Motzi somebody who was Makabel Shabbos. So first we want to make a chiluk between the two and say the Ritva's case is not similar to the Kiddush case. Because in the Ritva's case in Megillah, you don't have to do a Maisa. And therefore the Ben Yir could be Motzi Ben Kfar, whereas in Shabbos you have to do a Maisa. So maybe of Kabbalah Shabbos, and maybe when it was a Makabal Shabbos cannot be Motzi, somebody was Makabal Shabbos. Or maybe no. Shabbos is mamish the exact same chiyuv. And in Mela, Mishalo Kibal Shabbos could be Motzi, somebody was Makabal Shabbos. And like we saw, Rabbi Kivei was Mistapik Bedavra. So this concludes this particular series of Shiurim and Arvus. And it was super gevaldik. And I hope you'll be able to review them and remember it, because these are very chashuv inyanim. And we should be zochel lomod ulamid lishma v'lasa l'kaim is called the Reis Alma Torah. So be'ahav amen v'amen shalom shalom. Thank you for listening.